In both cases, property owners in Michigan argue that since wetlands on their land don't drain into or abut any navigable waterways, they're not protected under the Clean Water Act. One of the landowners faces millions of dollars in fines for filling in his wetlands. Howard Lerner is executive director of the Environmental Law and Policy Center. He says the Supreme Court could consider whether parts of the Clean Water Act are constitutional.
This is a case in which you could see some justices wanting to limit the degree of wetlands protection, while other justices would want to reaffirm the wetlands protection that the Court of Appeals has found appropriate here. It's a hard court to predict.
Lerner says the Supreme Court has been divided on similar issues in the past. Lower courts have ruled in these cases that the federal government acted appropriately in seeking to protect the wetlands. For the GLRC, I'm Erin Toner.